What's good, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? What up? It's Charles or Chuck.
What's going on, everyone? You got Matt or Haz coming in live. You already know we got a great episode coming up. Let's make moves, Miami. Shout out to our boy Max, sure, holding it down there, always hosting great tournaments for our friend Gavin to win, which is always a good time for us to watch. So obviously we're going to be going through that tournament. But before we do that, you already know what we got to do as we start up the episode. Before we check in with each other, more important than making sure we're all doing well, let's check in with our sponsors. We got actually a new one here helping us out with the throne. We got Zenni. Let's check out Zenni here. Zenni offers affordable eyewear for everyone. Sunglasses, prescriptions, blue light blockers, contacts, mind gray lenses, and more. Now, in order to use in order to get 15% off, you can use the code THRONE15 for 15% off site-wide now on the link provided there, zennigaming.sjv.io/throne. Check that out. They're helping us out, so why don't you guys help them out? Check them out. Get some glasses. Get some contacts, whatever you need. All your eyewear needs be taken care of by Zenni. We appreciate them. They're helping out the throne, so we want to help them out. So check them out for sure. And then Charles, tell them about the Patreon. Hit it, Chuck.
Of course, the Patreon. It's what keeps this podcast going. So thank you to anyone that supports this podcast through the Patreon. Of course, we have bonus content where we go over bonus topics. And also, we've been kind of mixing in, as well as Gavin just kind of doing some of these VOD reviews over his tournament sets. I think for anyone competing or anyone really interested in Gavin's perspective when he's going through all these tournament VODs. And I mean, as someone who also would review VODs with Gavin, I think Gavin has an incredible mind for the game, obviously has a ton of experience. So hearing his insight is always very, very valuable. So yeah, let us know in the comments too if you guys have been liking the mix of Gavin doing the VOD reviews over his tournament sets plus the bonus content as well. We're trying to find like an even medium, and especially with this week, Gavin has so much more tournament VODs to go over, and then Thrones next week and as well. So Gavin will have a lot of VODs to pick from, and obviously like that winner's final set was insane at LMBM Miami. So really looking forward to that, and yeah, we'd love to hear you guys' feedback. And of course, if you guys do enjoy the content but can't support us on the Patreon, no worries. You can just go ahead and hit that like button on any podcast or platform you're watching on, Spotify, YouTube, what have you. And yeah, of course, just leave a comment. Let us know what you guys feel about the Patreon content, and yeah, how you been doing, Pink?
I'm great, man. Did I tell y'all we got the car back? I feel like I said that
on yes.
the last episode. I wasn't sure.
Car has been, okay. Yeah.
Car is retrieved. Life's good. Psalm's good. Halloween was chill. We went out. We had an excellent costume. I probably should have actually posted it for, actually, never mind. I don't really like posting them on the internet. But yeah, it was a great costume. I'll show y'all.
Lit.
And then, oh, I have a question for y'all. I was going to do a poll on Twitter, but then I was like, that's stupid. So, okay. When does Christmas start?
After Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving. Okay.
We do
Christmas season?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, Christmas is on the 25th, but if you're
to
asking
some people, like, yeah, to some people it's the day after Halloween, bro.
It's now.
Yeah. I feel like it's day after Halloween angle.
What? That's great. No, no,
you're OD, bro.
Yeah, no. For me, it's we do. So we all show up to my mom's for Thanksgiving, and then the next day we put the Christmas tree up because we're all there as a family. Like, it just that makes sense, and it has always made sense to me, and that's how I do it. It's right before December hits, and that's perfect.
I'm down with that answer. I'll just copy Haz.
I was just curious. I was just what thinking about
you. Your answer, yeah. What the heck?
Do you guys, when you see it, like see Christmas lights in the beginning of November? Or does that trigger you? It triggers.
I think it's weird to just give up on Halloween so quick.
Okay. Once the holiday is gone, it's gone.
What?
Give up on Halloween?
Why are you
just giving up on it?
You give up on Halloween, man?
Glad you're looking out for Halloween.
You're tearing it down. You can tear it down, but you can't replace it that quick. Like, chill out.
I'm more worried about Thanksgiving. That's what's messed up to me. You can't run over. That is arguably the best holiday.
Thanksgiving, I feel like, is a smaller window, though.
Dude, come on. Thanksgiving is a smaller holiday.
You get a whole month when it's Thanksgiving, like, what, usually around a month.
Thanksgiving is a go,
so long.
I feel like I only start caring, like, within, like, a week or two. I don't know.
That's where I'm at. Maybe,
definitely not 2 weeks. Definitely 1 week max.
If I could, I'd put my decorations up the week of, like, hey, 7 days. On our first day,
I agree.
How many days of Christmas are there? Those many days. Anyway, I don't know. I was just curious. If I had to pick one, it would be the day after Thanksgiving, but I don't know. Anyway, how's it going, Haas? My bad. You're typing. You're locked in. Chuck, send it up.
Been doing good. Just getting a lot of construction work done, a lot of renovating, and we've been making a lot of headway. So been trying to get a lot more work done since I'm leaving early to San Jose with Haz. So we're going to have a little vacay. So I'm excited for that. So definitely have been working this previous weekend and a little bit more, waking up earlier and stuff for these past couple of days just to front load as much work as possible. But I'm looking excited. It's a little vacation. And of course, the throne coming up. So I'm really excited because our roster's super lit. True. What about you, Gavin?
I'm tired.
You're tired? So we are recording Monday night. So yeah. Gavin literally just got off the plane. So
yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm excited for Throne. It's very excited for it. See it just to see y'all. And I've also been to Florida like 3 times this month. I know November just started, but I'm still kind of counting it. Yeah. Like no more Florida for a little bit, please. But yeah, I'm good. I'm good, of course. Happy to be home for a little bit, going right to Throne. I'm just busy, bro. I feel like I'm busier than ever, like literally ever, my whole life. Like when it comes to traveling and Smash, like it just doesn't stop.
This is the season, man. It really is. I know.
Crazy because I feel like there was a pause or there was like it was slow for a bit and then it ramped up out of nowhere.
Yeah. It happens all the time. Like stuff just pops up.
Yeah. And I kind of view this time as like the end of the season or like kind of getting to the postseason or end of this, like however you want to phrase it. Not postseason, like off season. There you go. No, the off season. So yeah. Speaking of postseason, don't really want to talk about the Yankees. That was a heartbreaker. So we're going to move past that. Dude, you know what the worst is? Is people were like, so the Yankees, I guess I'm talking about it. Uh-huh. They're down 0-3. And they won game 4, and I was like, I want to go to game 5 so bad. I was looking at buying tickets and going to the city and all that shit, which is crazy expensive. But I was looking to do it, but I couldn't because of work. And then I watched them lose that game at home, and I got so many people that are like, dude, at least you didn't go. At least you didn't spend the money. I was like, what the fuck? That does not make me feel any fucking better. Like, oh my God. Like, oh. I saw Gavin. I saw you shake your head. I know you get it. I've told many people this. And not many people are on my side. They're like, no, that's true. At least you didn't spend the money. I'm like, bro, it's like breaking up with a girl. Like, if you take her out to dinner and then she breaks up with you, at least you got a nice meal. You know, at least I would have gone to the stadium, you know, had a Judge Burger or whatever. She does it over text. It's like, well, shit, this sucks. And I'm stuck with all this other stuff. You know, I was like, that's the best comparison I could come up with for it. Like, at least I was there. I could be a justified, like, really pissed off and sad fan. I really was sad anyway, but they're done. It's Knicks season. We go. Move on. Basketball's underway, which is great. I know for most of us in this chat, it's been pure comedy, pure drama. Like, it's been incredible. Like, it's so, I don't know how the NBA delivers so well every season, but it's been great.
Sixers are good, man. They look good.
Oh, that's crazy. I can't believe you can't even say it with a straight face. Oh, my God.
I mean, to be fair, like, it's the first, I can't say it, bro.
Paul George, I think, is playing tonight, I think.
I'll say. Joel Embiid look good.
Y'all look better than the Bucks. Y'all look better than the Bucks.
I think the Bucks might have the Bucks were beating Cleveland last time I checked. And Cleveland
Doc Rivers basketball, Marcus. Come on, have some respect.
Yeah.
It's a gem from the early 2000s.
No, never mind. Cleveland won. They're 8-0.
Yeah. I think I think Doc Rivers with the Bucks is like
Detroit beat the Lakers
27 or something like that. Like they have a very negative record.
Lakers are streaky. Me and Gavin are huge J.J. Redick fans, though.
Same, yeah.
And Marcus W.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry. Those are NBA side tangents, so that's good. Everything's good. I am super excited for Throne as well. Check out the link for the merch. The merch is super clean this year. I'm excited to see Gavin and Charles, which Marcus was going, as I always do for every tournament.
And me.
But we're going, Charles, like you said, we're going to go early. And just kind of chill. Him and I have both been working our asses off in real life and with Smash stuff and with Throne, and we just wanted a couple of days just to chill and go eat some good food in the San Jose area and enjoy the nice weather and get some drinks and chill. So we're gonna do that for a couple days and have
play some. I would like to play some video games.
Yeah, that'd we got fun. Games. We got Yu-Gi-Oh. We're gonna chill and just have a.
Oh snap! Quiz. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. Don't forget your deck, please. I got mine as well. But yeah, I'm excited. Oh. And similar to what Gavin was saying, is I feel like everything's kind of coming to a head with Throne. Like, just a lot has been going on, and it feels like this is kind of like the last stop for me for a little while in terms of being able to just chill and like relax and take it a little easier, both at work and real life and family and Smash. So I'm happy to be here, and I think it's an amazing tournament to do so. So I'm really excited to see y'all, but not as excited as I was last night watching a little tournament called Let's Make Moves Miami.
Holy moly.
Damn. So it's crazy. I'm a noted Sonic the Hedgehog hater. I love Sonic's great player. Wrath, great player, all that great stuff. Hate the character. I just can't. It's not for me. He's for some people. I'm not one of them. That Wrath Mia set was fire, which I never thought I'd say in my life about Game & Watch Sonic. And the comeback that Wrath had, I tweeted, I was like, that's one of the best comebacks I've ever seen in my life. Well, and then Gavin came along about 20 minutes later. Anyway.
Way longer than that.
Way yeah, longer I was just than saying, 20 minutes.
My fault.
20 hours.
20 days later, Gavin came along. I think, you know, none of us were there, Gavin. Why don't you just walk us through? Everyone wants to hear your thoughts, all the different comebacks, where your head was at. I want to know how you felt about having to play two Sonics in top eight and how that helps you kind of prep for the tournament. But in general, I think people just want you to talk. So floor is yours.
Yeah, do you want to start from like the beginning of your run? Do you want to go into top eight? Like where do you want to start?
I was going to ask y'all if y'all wanted me to talk about winners finals immediately or just talk about it.
Nah, build up.
We need to build up.
Locking your top 64 because I think if...
I'll get to top 64 quick.
Yeah. I know you're a bracket looker at her and I'm sure you looked at top 64 when you saw your bracket and was like,
I didn't look at pools or anything. I looked at 64 once I was like done for the day. But yeah, pools, like I sat down to play pools. I played against Akazi in my first match and I'm just like let's go.
Starting things off right.
I win a game. They picked Kalos. If you know, you know. my second round was Meta Knight.
Ooh,
let's go.
Yep.
Very good matchup as well. My next round was Rob. Another good matchup. And that was for top 64. So I just felt good. I haven't been playing the game at all. The last time I played the game before Miami was a regional I went to. It was great. It went well, and all that good stuff. Like good practice. My region's very good. But I didn't play leading up into Miami. And before that regional, I didn't play. Like, so I've only been playing in brackets. So I wasn't really sure what was going to happen and all that. But yeah, so top 64 was the next day. There was daylight savings, which was what made our lives easier. I feel like everyone was happy about that. Just getting
plus 1 hour.
Yeah. Pretty sick for like a major tournament for that to line up like that. My first round was Dominator, which was pretty funny because I played Dominator for the first time at Cirque a couple weeks ago. So that was wild out of all the players that it was Dominator. And it went perfectly fine. I do think so. If we're judging based off matchups, my bracket was really good, right? Like I just listed a bunch of winning matchups. Me personally, I think Mario is still in that category. I think some Diddy Kong players might not think that based on just the vibes. And I could see Diddy Kong players liking it less than me. But I do think I'm also just generally good versus Mario. I think it's actually one of my better matchups. I think we talked about
I mentioned it before.
I don't think it was that long ago. We talked about some of the matchups I'm good at other than like the obvious. Mario, I'm pretty damn good versus Mario. So that went really well. I do think Diddy beats the character. I think a lot of the other Mario characters are harder. Like Luigi and like Wario, if you want to like do that. Even like Dr. Mario, I consider to be a little bit harder than Mario. Like all that stuff. Rosa, like whatever. So that was 3-0. And then my next round was Jazzo. And that's Ryu and Ken. So that's like, so far the hardest matchup is Mario. And some, usually at this point, I've run into something that's pretty bad. So I'm chilling. Some brackets, I guess not. But I beat Jazzo 3-0. He went Ryu a couple of times. Then he went Ken. And then I played Shattuck, I think. And once again, some people don't like it as much as me, but I think this matchup's great. In my opinion, the hardest matchup I've played up to this point is still Mario, which says a lot. So yeah, I that was for top eight, and I don't really have much to say other than I just played to my strengths, played to the matchup strengths, all that stuff. So
did you just feel like you were playing well leading up through all those?
I could tell matches, I was
top 64.
I could tell I was playing better. Pools, I had no idea how to perceive it. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, when I played Firefly, it was like pretty freaking good. but I still didn't know what, like, it was going into a different day, and like I didn't know for sure how well I was playing. But when I started playing Dominator, I could tell I was actually playing good.
Aggressive side beats off stage, bro. Like, those edge guards were crazy that you were doing as Dominator.
Shouts to James. Long time ago, we talked about that, and I've always had it in my back pocket ever since.
Nice.
There's a lot that goes into that. Not that much, but there's a lot of interesting things that go into monkey flip edge guarding. But yeah, because I played Dominator so recently, it made it easier for me to tell if I was playing good or not. And I was definitely playing good. But I still wasn't 100% sure because, like I said, I'm good versus Mario. I'm good versus Rob. I'm good versus Mario. And so I wasn't sure yet. And then when I played Jazzo, it was very, very good as well. So I think it was safe to assume I was playing good. And then when I played Shattuck, I actually didn't think I played that good, but I played well when I actually made some comebacks in some ways. Like, I was I think I was at some deficits versus Shattuck. At least a couple times, but I didn't lose any games. So I was like, okay, cool. But
you're down to stock, like,
that matchup is really good for Diddy. It just is. Shattuck does really well versus other Diddy's. And I can see why sometimes it would be hard because Diddy doesn't have air mobility. Corrin's range kind of ignores Corrin's range can kind of not have to worry about some of Diddy Kong's small movement things just because it just beats everything with raw range. But she is slow on the ground, so I get to pull banana a lot, all that stuff. She's a sword character, blah blah blah. Diddy usually does pretty good, so I just play it pretty simply, to be honest. Also, I feel like sometimes I forget to realize I've been fighting Corrin like most of my life.
Yeah.
It's one of my most played Smash Bros. Matchups. And I grew up playing against Cosmos and Ryuga like daily. Like ridiculous amount of Corrin experience. And I think it translates well enough. So, yeah. And that was for top eight. And then Wrath beat Mia. So I had to play Wrath. And I was feeling good for it specifically because I knew I have to win, and two, I figured I'd probably play Sonics at some point. So why not play Wrath before that? Just play the two best Sonics in the building in preparation for each other, kind of thing. And I think I played good versus Wrath, to be honest. So I figured I had a good chance versus Sonics as well. So I beat Wrath 3-0 in semis. So this is where I was thinking, okay, I don't want to sound like an asshole or arrogant, but I've always wanted to win a major without dropping games. And okay. I actually...
Something on the bucket list?
I actually thought this was it, genuinely.
Going into winner's finals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of opponent, I thought this was, like, very realistic. Like, realistic for what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For what I'm asking for. But that did not happen. That did not happen.
Getting no game losses up until winners final, still very impressive.
Is that why you turned on the Jets so hard to come back in that game one of winners final? Wait, wait a second. I can't throw away this game.
I was fighting for my life regardless.
Yeah. Sonic's just trying to destroy those dreams real quick.
So I knew a lot of people would have wanted me and Leo. I thought maybe there's a chance. Regardless of the outcomes, I truly think Leo does pretty good versus Sonics, though. I think he forces Sonics to play like faster and more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like he brings it out of Sonics in a way that a lot of people don't, I think. Maybe it's some character stuff with Joker, but I don't know. I feel like even if Sonics does better generally, I feel like Leo keeps it close or whatever. But it wasn't me versus Leo. I thought maybe there was a chance. But like I said earlier, I figured I was going to play Sonics at some point, so might as well play Wrath previously. I play Sonics. I kind of black out here for some reasons because of the craziness that happened. I actually don't remember that much.
To be fair, you're probably very focused on playing.
Yeah, I think he wins game one. Right?
I don't remember. Okay, dude. I want to be honest.
I just remember game five.
So
that's the only thing I remember.
Yeah. For me, when I looked at your top 64 bracket, I had this thought. Like I looked at it earlier in the day, and I had this thought that if Wrath beats Mio, which is very likely, then you just win the event. So there was like this weird thing where I was just like, I don't know if I need to watch this. And it kind of felt akin to where like if Akola and Mio are at like an event in Japan, I was like, it's going to be Tweak Sonics. And if it's in winners finals, then Gavin's much more likely to win. And then So
it starts to become a routine when it happens enough times. Yeah. And yeah, I thought Wrath was going to do well versus Mia. He was up 2-0. But I wasn't piecing everything together quite yet because I was behind. Like, I had to play Jazzo at this time. Mm. I was more focused on just playing that set. So I didn't really piece everything together. And by the time I did, he was my next opponent anyway. I think Sonics beat me solidly game one. And I was just like, damn. My bucket list thing.
No.
I win the next game. I don't think it was as solid as he won the first game. I think I win the next game as well. And then I kind of had it game four and like some weird stuff happened. I had a potential down tilt F smash. I even did the pivot boost, I think, and it didn't work.
And then you monkey flipped off stage, and then
Everyone keeps saying that, and I don't remember if it was a misinput. People keep asking me why I did it, but I don't even remember what it was, so I'd have to see it.
Part of me feels like you were trying to pull a banana, maybe.
I mean, my controller isn't perfect. I think I got at least one other input like that. It's kind of like when Rob players like do a roll at like instead of shoot the gyro or something or charge shot.
Right.
It's like one of those situations that just like feels ugly as the character. Everyone keeps talking about this monkey flip and I don't remember what monkey.
No, not that.
Not that.
It's like, after
that, that wasn't the best monkey flip, but it's not that.
After you do the banana down tilt.
I wasn't looking at the clock as much as
you didn't look at the clock. I swore you looked at the clock like when you got a big hit around like 45-ish seconds.
I might have did, but I was going to say I think I was looking at it less than Sonics, I think. Like based like, on like the way the match
here, was. Here, I thought you looked
at the clock. It should have been game. That was game.
Yeah. You should have just ran away at
this point. Then you landed the banana and I was like, just go for damage, you win.
Dude. Okay, actually, and that didn't look like – that was a misinput, yeah.
That was
No, I don't think it was. I think I was like super sure he was going to do something.
But if you looked at the clock, you would not.
I don't think I did that. That down tilt wasn't proper. Like I don't think it.
I thought you were dead to that up air. So many like. Bro.
Would you have if you were like paying more attention to the clock? Would you have gone for that monkey flip though? If you thought
probably not. I think I just felt the momentum from the specific hit I looked for, And I think I lost the game because I banked on this down tilt after the banana.
What do you in that exact moment, Gavin? Like, what goes through your head? Like, you know, obviously we see players go against Sonics and go to the clock all the time. You just lost. That was a critical game three. What are you thinking? I mean, I see, you know, you reach down, you grab your water and kind of head back in, but what was going through your mind?
To be honest, like nothing at all, like pretty much nothing specific. I'm just going to the next game. I've played Sonic against Sonic my whole life. And like the game plan was always that against me anyway. I've played against Sonics a million times online, offline. He's timed me out in tournament, out of tournament. I've won through timeouts against him before. I think not as much in tournament as he has, but I'm always willing to win that way, just holding a lead and playing to Diddy Kong's strengths. So I knew it was on the table, and I knew I lost because of he got mad damage after I didn't kill him. Like, that's fine. And I tried to go do something different. I don't think I've ever picked this stage versus Sonics.
Right.
And I probably
won't ever again.
I don't think I ever will again. But yeah. Here,
this is the one where you had the crazy. Oh no, that's game five. This is game five.
This is game five.
You do that crazy comeback on Sonics on FD, which is
my disadvantage was just so bad. Crazy.
It's hard on this stage because like there's no platform to land.
He covers so much.
I've just been to be more like just play on different stages more often. I hate losing and like running it back and losing again. Yeah. It's been my like. I've been trying to not do that specifically the last few tournaments, and I think it's helping significantly. After Luminosity Invitational, I lost some game fives that even to this, like even like after these next few brackets, I truly believe I wouldn't have lost those Luminosity Invitational sets if I went other stages, because I lost those game fives, and I truly believe I would have beat Ashimo and Gluto if I went on other stages. Like at the end of the day, who cares? Like I lost. But so based off that logic, I've been trying to, you know, switch it up. And yeah, it was rough. It was really rough. This thing.
You're gathering data. I mean, you said you would probably never take Sonic.
Well, like, it's a classic thing. Like, if I'm fighting Akazia and friendlies and we get FD, I'm not mad. I'm Diddy Kong. But right. Yeah, I know there's like characters that are stronger on certain stages, blah, blah, blah. But this was just worse than anticipated. Simple as that. And my disadvantage sucked as a player, I think. But also, the stage made it hard for sure.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would play FD again versus Sonics. But they Sonic players usually ban it versus me. So, and because of the rule set and how in the other stages he was banning, he had to leave something open that he wasn't banning previously. Ooh. So,
Bro.
And I live, barely live. I could only air dodge there. You can't do specials after that. For anyone who doesn't know. So, yeah.
Oh, you tried to go for the dare, too? I was like, dang. Gavin tried to hit it with the highway robbery.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Pure greed for a character with no air drift, bro.
Well, I think it's good that you show your opponent that you're willing to, like...
Oh, yeah. I know the assignment. Like, that's... Yeah,
exactly, point. Exactly.
Right. The position I'm in, I have no right to win, honestly.
Yeah. I was like, there's absolutely no way you make this comeback, because it's just way too... Like, it's genuinely way too...
I mean, difficult. I tell this to anyone who asks me about the matchup all the time, that it's the first stock, blah, blah, blah. But, like, this... Don't expect this to happen regularly, y'all. Like, please...
Especially against Sonic. Like, Sonic is probably the hardest character in the game to have a comeback like this on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You can get
misinputs and everything too. Like,
I mean, it was game five.
He spaghetti's like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Too,
he started going like a lot of like,
that covered everything. I think
double jump nair, like spin dash up B, like a lot of like not typical Sonic's. Playstyle things where like
it was a weird situation because the clock is like possibly time but it shouldn't be, and then like do you finish it or not, and then I'm like kind of playing like a crazy person because I want to finish the game.
Dude, some of your double jumps to like barely avoid him were just so close. Like, it was so close.
It was very, very hectic. Everyone thought I could up smash that. No way up smash would hit, by the way. Just disclaimer for anyone thinking I should have upsmashed that. I definitely should not have upsmashed that.
I love how Gavin just has it ready. Like, I know y'all think I could upsmash that, but I can't. One thing I will
note. Sure.
Yeah, one thing that was crazy about this.
That flip kick was on purpose off stage.
Oh, yeah.
I believe the monkey flip was enough with the max rage.
And you popped off, which I love.
I literally texted me over the weekend that I don't pop off anymore. And of course, that happens.
Well, dude, that was that like the craziest comeback you've ever had in Smash?
I went out to dinner with B as soon as I landed. And we were sitting down. And we literally suggested. I have a bad memory and I've been doing this a long time. I think that's probably the craziest thing I've ever done in Smash. And I think I won't top it.
Really?
The context of what that was.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Like, well, and it has to be set up that way too. Like game five. Like,
yeah. Like I don't know if I'll get an opportunity and I don't know like,
well, next time you get a game five, just counterpick yourself.
It was like, definitely up there. Spots. I've actually had some crazy clutch moments, but I don't know if it's like that.
Yeah, and let's be real. The characters you played in Smash 4 were like Omega broken. So when you did it in Smash 4, it wasn't that. Like,
I mean, I usually just like kind of choked them out. Like I wasn't like winning in brackets because I was like down and like zero to death thing. I was usually just straight up winning.
Right, right, of course.
Which is how I've always been. I much prefer to win with a lead. I don't like to win the way I won this weekend, or at least in that one game. But yeah, it set everything up. I won the tournament because of that game. I'm going to be honest. I'm not beating Sonics in two sets from losers. And I don't even know if I'd beat Paris to begin with in losers. So that won me the tournament altogether. And I just had to make sure I capitalized with the set I had to work with. And I think I did. I lost on PS2 every game versus Sonics. Fun fact. I think that's worth noting. I might actually have to stop going PS2 versus Sonics.
Wow, it's great. Like that stage is the biggest stage ever. By far, by a super large margin, huh? What so, consistency?
So it's just like, and I ran it back, and I had it was set once. So I was like, I can run it back once.
I'm allowed one run back, right?
And it didn't work. So, yeah, I went to different stages. I won game three of set one in grands. By the way, before I go deeper into grands, I expected to play light. Like, just off of the field. I'm not trying to disrespect anyone. Like,
bro,
Sonics is clearly, like, higher on the rankings and all. And, like, he's been placing better overall. So, like, but I just thought, I put myself in Sonics' shoes. I thought it would be hard to bounce back from. So, shouts to Sonics for, like, completely bouncing back and winning the first set. Because I thought I was cooked. I'm not going to lie. Because he lost in a crazy fashion in winners. And then was playing like it never happened. So I was worried. But yeah, I expected to play light with the context of everything. And if we look into just on paper, Fox does well into Sonic. Mm-hmm. Light does well into Sonic. Lately, it's been a lot harder for him. It's like every Sonic player at the same time got better versus Fox. Like
they figured out how to edgeguard Fox, bro. It's crazy.
Like, all of them at the same time got better versus light. Every single Sonic player.
Yeah.
So they're like, and this is like not like a new, like it's been like, this has been developing for a while now. Like he's been struggling a little bit more. So I get why Sonic's made it back to me. But if I had to guess in that moment, I was preparing for light. And I thought versus light, I thought I was probably going to win the tournament, but it was only because I was in winners. So I was not feeling that confident. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Snap, man. Okay, so funny thing. Light and Sonics are playing. I message Has. It's the only time I message Has the entire...
Yeah, you didn't even message me, I don't think.
I didn't message... No, because I think there are times where I think you're playing well enough, and I look at your bracket, and there's a few things that I'm just like, bro's chilling. Like, somebody asked me, how do you feel...
I just have to execute, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, how do you feel Tweaks playing this weekend? And I was like... Bro, I haven't watched a single game, but his bracket looks very, very good for him. But I message Haz. I go, I am really nervous about Gavin having to play Light. Like, I am, especially because Light was playing very, very well.
Well, and he's also, like, the only person, one of the only people I played in friendlies, obviously, like, always. Yeah. And he was beating my ass.
And.
Oh, he was ready for you, bro.
you have a very impressive, like, I usually, if I'm in winner's side's grands, I just win. You have two sets to work with. But one of the people that you've lost to in two sets is Light. Do you remember when it was? I'm sure you might remember.
Level Up?
It was Level Up, yeah. Which is like a weird tournament, but I had
to start like switching head. Characters, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But I was just like, Gavin's playing well, Light is playing very well, and that is a momentum dude. Like, if he made it to Grants, he would have saw, like, oh, the finish line is right
set
there.
Set 2 would have to be my...
He just said set 2.
Yeah. We go set 2. It's a set 2 angle.
But if he... That's the thing. Like, I was nervous because I was like, dude, if he brings it to set 2 with that momentum, like, it's going to be hard to slow him down. So I actually also expected you to play Light. And when Sonics won, I went to sleep. I'm not going to hold you. I was like, all right, Gavin wins. Gavin wins. Like, it's up. All right. Yeah. And I woke up and they're like, Gavin won. I was like, sick.
So on the other side, Marcus typed all this shit up to me, and my response was, Gavin will win. And that was it.
That's all he said. That's all
Gavin
he said.
Will win.
He didn't say anything about who he's fighting, anything.
He was locked into watching, I guess.
I had it. I was there, dude. Well, dude, you know what's also funny is Marcus said he didn't text you. I am such an idiot because I texted you a joke while you were mid. Do you remember this? I just texted you.
Like a tweet or something?
Yeah, basically. Like, I was just texting you, like, as a normal fucking Wednesday, and I was like, dude, I'm such an idiot. Like, oh my god.
It happens all the time. It's fine.
Thank god you won, because I would have felt so bad. Like, if it was the other way, it's like,
geez. I, like, checked my phone after losing a game.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was worried about. I was like, because I hadn't checked on the tournament in a little bit, and I was just like, oh, I saw something funny. I'll send it to Gavin, because, like, that's a thing that I do. Then I was like, oh. To be fair, it was very funny. However, inappropriate timing. So Marcus and I typically on very similar wavelengths. We were not on Sunday. He's like Charlie Day doing all the the whiteboard stuff, and I was like, Gavin will win. It's all good. He better. I sent him that joke.
So
yeah.
Backtracking back to Grands, it's like set 1. So I lose the first 2 games, kind of got destroyed.
This is the run back, right? So the double PS2?
Yeah, I lose on double PS2. I pick different stages. I win the first game. To be honest, I thought I was still in it, and I thought I was still likely to win the next 2. Didn't happen. I lost last hit on FD. I left it open. I was like, maybe. So that's set 1. I lost 3-1.
You guys have some great data, though, for set 2, though.
Like I think we both have
the 2 PS2 thing, the FD thing, right?
I think we both have a lot of data, so it's very... I'm not looking forward to the next set, because I'm going to have to really remember everything. I think we were both just doing anything we could to get an advantage for stages, because we've both even talked after Gommel it was. We had a small conversation after Gommel where Sonics was like, yeah, like, I'm just too stubborn, like, running it back to stages I lose on. And he was clearly not doing that this time. And which is funny, because I've been focusing on not doing that lately too. So lots of different stages. Set 2 started off much better. I hope that's how it would... I predict it would have been a similar vibe versus Light. Or I would have just got cooked. I don't know. Yeah, I go up 2-0 in set 2. Like, Sonics, like, really fights, like, gets leads or brings it back, etc. But I felt relatively in control, especially game 1. But still, like, very, very, it's a very small amount of control, but it's enough to win the games. It's like some grand finals versus, like, the best players type of feeling. Like, you know you're winning, but, like, one decision could have changed it. And then game 3, I literally got 3 stocked. Like, I don't even know what happened. That was bad. And then game 4, kind of like game 1 and 2, where I just really hold on to it. even if it's a small one. But he brings it back. It gets even, and then I close it out. Like, I don't even know what to say. I was just exhausted. I was really exhausted. I was just trying not to cry after winning because it was I didn't know if I was actually gonna do it. So,
dude, talk about stamina. You played four Sonic sets,
bro.
Three of them being against Sonics, the best Sonic, and someone who's ranked higher than you. Like, geez, that must have been. Was that the most exhausting bracket you've ever played? At least like top eight.
I don't even know, but I do want to say a lot of people are like, "Oh, Tweak won. He hasn't been like super happy with Ultimate and Smash. Like, I hope this gives him a spark." Hell no.
Oh, hell no.
I feel worse than before. I have fought Sonic four times in a row.
Yeah. I did see some funny comment. Dude, Twitch chat was pretty funny for the tournament. They were like, "Oh, thank God you guys banned Steve at this tournament. It was Sonic." That's so I was like, damn it.
Funny. That's
good point. We banned the wrong one.
So okay.
Only one solution there.
That's like half a joke, but what I just said, but I was exhausted. Also, not to get too specific, but after the bracket, I had like a Crohn's flare up until like 6 in the morning. So that was awesome.
Damn, sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. I mean, it happens a lot by it all hits me at once.
Right.
Like all the stress and adrenaline and whatever. But like I wasn't even in a bad mood because I won. Usually I'm like in a worse mood because I also lost or something, right? So yeah, I don't know. I'm happy. Like when I win the grands, it's always like a relief thing, though. I'm just relieved in a bunch of ways, like proving to myself and my own body that I can do it. You know what I mean? I don't get it like too emotional, but it's tough. It's pretty different for me specifically. Me and Mute are really close because of stuff like that. And I'm trying not to cry, but just like proving to myself that I can do it, because it feels like I'm always fighting like a parasite in my body or something, like that I have to beat myself to actually win the tournament. And it sounds corny, but Diddy Kong's like really like the best partner along the ride. I've put in so much effort with him. And you know, I've never really given up on him, and I feel like I've given up on other characters. And it's really special to me. Like, this is by far the most special character to me. And I've been playing Smash for a long time. But Ultimate Diddy Kong is the most special character that's ever happened to me. And it's not close. And if you know me, you know that means something. Because I like a lot of characters and I've had a lot of journeys. But, you know, like, the most important part to me is as the years go by, I've been doing this a long time. I'm getting older. Crohn's is getting harder to deal with. I've played so many players. I've lost so many close calls. I've won so many close calls. I've won in Smash 4 and Ultimate. But continuing to prove to myself that it's possible, not only with Diddy Kong, but that I can defeat my own body, is the reason I'm alive. Like, it's what pushes me. Everything I do is to prove that to myself. Everything I do in life. I only work out like every day because of this. Everything I do, I meditate, I work out, I do anything I can to not only improve at Smash, but I'm trying to beat myself, like is how I would say it.
Yeah, even your diet, right? That's a huge part of, like, yes. Pretty essentially any lifestyle thing, yes. That's a hard thing to do. It's not easy. Yeah. Dieting, being consistent with working out, right? It just takes a lot of time. You're traveling on top of that, being consistent with working out while traveling. Does the hotel gym suck? Like, is there even a hotel? There's so many facts. Everyone else is eating like really good food, right? Like, maybe you have to get the non-dairy ice cream, right? It happens. But hey, those are the sacrifices that you make to do the things you want to do. So that's amazing, man.
But at the same time, I'm also very like, I always try to look towards the next tournament. I try not to, I don't know what word to use, but I'm also pretty realistic. I know I had a good bracket and I'm mostly glad I took advantage of it for the most part. And I'm just realistic when it comes to that. But either way, I'm just glad I can do it with Diddy Kong. I really wouldn't want to play any other character. when it comes to these situations. Like, it's just the most special that way. And yeah, like, it's, but like I said, like, I know I had a good bracket. I'll try to be humble with that. I don't think I did the craziest thing ever. I know the comeback was cool and all, but okay. Just got to get ready for throwing and all that. So, I mean, Sonic is debatably losing, but like, Diddy Kong does better than most, because some characters have zero fucking chance. Like, just straight up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Most characters on paper probably shouldn't win games. Diddy Kong can win. He can. I like to say it's an even matchup. If you want to say, there might be a day where I say Sonic wins, and that's fair. If you want to tell me Sonic wins, I'm not going to argue with you, obviously. It's Sonic. But yeah.
I know you're kind of on your humble slash like continue your grind thing right now, but I mean, last week we just talked about how many bullshit or tough matchups you ran into or past demons and all this other shit. So winning is winning, man, and winning is great. And even playing, like, you could argue another great top player picks up Diddy Kong and tries to play him against Wrath and then Sonic's back to back. How many months or years is it going to take before they start doing that consistently? So yeah. I know you're like on your humble bullshit, but like, you know, give yourself some credit, man. You did amazing this weekend, obviously. And a lot of it wasn't even just the matchups or the players you're playing against. It's obviously a part of it. The huge comebacks are so hard to come by in this game, especially like you said, with your character in this game against someone like Sonic. Like, you're going to have to chip away. You're going to have to like slowly take the lead back, even though you did try to cheese him twice, which obviously respect the hell out of that, is what it is, but you played awesome. And obviously I couldn't be happier going into Throne with you doing really well and Paris doing really well as well. Shout outs to him, man.
He's been doing great. October was a good month for Paris.
Dude, he might have a great Throne. You definitely could have a great Throne. I'm really excited for my guys here.
Yeah. I do want to shout out a couple people over the weekend. Shouts to Luis. He's been a great person to hang out with. We actually did doubles a couple times.
I saw you playing doubles, bro, on Friday. What?
Luis asked me to do doubles at Cirque. I said yes, and he was like, oh, really? Like, I guess he didn't think it would get that far when he asked me.
Shot a shot. So funny. What's the worst he could say?
No. And it was, we got second. We lost to Hurt and Mia, which was like, that shit was so rough. Like, dude, they are a dangly good team. Game & Watch Snake was like really brutal.
It was really interesting. Yeah. Because at the end, y'all went double Wario. And in my brain, I was like, honestly, Wario Palu might have worked at some point, but you never tried.
Yeah, maybe we should have done that. We did double Wario round one at some point. So there's the context for that. But yeah, I don't know. Like, Diddy Kong's weird in doubles. He's not considered very good. And it's hard for me to decide like how to play it out sometimes. But Palu's a great one to try it with. Like, Palu probably meshes the best with any character in Ultimate. She's just that kind of character in doubles. She's like fantastic. Especially when I played a little bit of doubles early on. Like, she was always the go-to anyways. She's still kind of in that realm. We got kind of farmed in doubles, but just shout out to Luis. It's fun hanging out with you. I feel like it's a good warm up for bracket, all that stuff. Shout out to Zomba. We actually hung out a little bit, talked about future plans for like characters for him, and we talked about his matches. And I just thought that was cool. I just think he's a great kid, and I always say on the podcast, he's going to be like one of the biggest threats in the next game. And I think it's cool that we're both kind of taking steps to improve, especially in anticipation for that. Yeah, especially those two. And shout outs to Paris, obviously. He called me at 3 a.m. to congratulate me. That was very nice. While I'm like dying in pain or whatever. And shout outs to how well he's been doing in October. Yeah, he's just a good rival practice partner, because like I said, I haven't been too into it, but he helps me get back into it at the event, and I feel like I do the same for him when he's not playing much too. So yeah, shout outs to them specifically. I just wanted to bring them up. Shout outs to Mute Ace as always.
Yep.
Shout outs to the people I hung out with. Jean, Snorley, Tums.
Oh, Snorley. Nice. Oh, Tums, here. Hell yeah. What the
those
heck?
Those are my usual guys. Nice. At the Let's Make Moves Miami's.
Hell yeah.
Shout outs to Dom. He does a lot of pictures and casting. Fun fact, he I grew up with him kind of in early Smash 4. We're like from the same place. Mm-hmm. So it was just a cool event as always. Shouts to Max and Joe for somehow doing some magic that lets me win these tournaments every time.
Dude, you did have a really good bracket, to be fair. No, I'm just kidding.
Question mark?
Well, it was supposed to be Mia. So.
Actually, imagine they were doing that. I'm actually upset with them because I fought Sonic 4 times.
Wait, I got one real quick.
Oh, this is your idea of helping me? Okay.
I got one real quick. Shout out to MKLeo for standing on fucking business, bro. That was so fire. Dude,
shout out to Leo.
Rivals. I'm talking Rivals mostly.
Multi-game GOAT.
God damn. And Twitter GOAT, dude, because he gets on there and he's so good at casually talking shit. Not like, he's not like, you know, brutal with it or anything. He's just like, dude, no one cares. Like, we're done talking about it. Like, I'm done with you. Like, it's over. He's so sick. I was so happy for him, man. He rules.
Rivals was a blast. Top 16 Rivals was a blast. Cool. Good job to Mars getting top 16. Good job to Leo.
Shout out to Rivals, man. That shit's
shout out to Rivals for sure. Rivals is dope.
Nobody guessed who we all named correctly, by the way.
Luis and I got dinner and we're like in the front eating our dinner, watching Leo and top, like, bro, it was lit. Like, dude, fun fact about me, it's like I have a bad problem. I can only eat food if I'm watching like basketball, like and something basketball related, usually NBA highlights. But that was an exception, watching Leo play Rivals in top 8.
Dang, up there with the NBA highlights. Holy
yeah.
Shit.
You're a Gen Z for sure.
Has knows. Yeah. I can only eat, like, I'll mute my mic in a Discord call, like, yo, I gotta eat and watch basketball. Sorry. Like, I can only eat food if I'm watching basketball. Before that, it was actually Street Fighter V. Upgrade. When I was, like, really into Street Fighter V. Bro, I like
Street Rules.
I like it more than Street Fighter VI.
We were having a good podcast.
I played it when it was better. I played Street Fighter V when it got a lot of stuff. Like, I don't have that much to say about early Street Fighter V, but yeah, that was fun. Rivals was great. The elephant player was just gaming, bro. That's my main, by the way. Oh yeah, the comments from last time.
No one got it. No one even got it. No one's even close. I checked.
Almost everyone got mine right.
Well, because we said it on the podcast. Several people DM me their guesses, and I was like, did we say it on the podcast with Gavin Maine? They're all like, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Big locks.
We'll do around the horn. Yeah, obviously Gavin plays locks, which I think is obvious anyway.
Chuck, who do you play?
So I have the most amount of time right now on Orkane. Yeah, but
the answer is Orkane.
Dude, Orkane is so fucking hard, bro. I might have to pick up the axe, man.
The axe.
Okay, you're Orkane, dude. Bro. You're Orkane. Dude. That's the answer for last week, at least, Marcus.
Oh, yeah, I also play Orkane. But I've been dabbling with a little bit of Crag, yeah.
Okay, I would say Orkane for both of you is how I would have taken that, which is funny because
I should main, by the way. That's who I should main.
Who?
Literally,
Crag.
Crag, okay. Yeah. For sure.
You should main. My Crag would go stupid.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the funny thing about the question is everyone assumed no one would main the same two characters, so that's always the first thing I look for is like, did someone say Orkane twice? No? Okay. And it was nobody. Like, nobody did that, so there you go. And no one got mine. No one got mine. I play Forsburn. I think he rules. I don't know.
Leos
Forsburn?
Yeah.
Bro. Those reverse bears? The reverse bears were king.
Has his inspiration, MKLeo.
Absolutely, dude. Always, man.
Your two inspirations, Jazzo and MKLeo.
Yep, they both had great weekends. Hey, shout out to Jazzo. He got a win this weekend that I'm sure meant a lot to him. That meant a lot to him, I'm sure, to play you. So shout out to Jazzo for real, as I always do. Shout out Jazzo.
Beating Riddles, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Because
is this the second time in a row?
Might be. I don't know.
Or
row,
more
but...
than that, he's doing really well versus Riddles every time I've seen the matchup happen. Very
smashes that.
Yeah, I know. I'm in there. Dude,
I think it's at least 2 times in a row or 2 times in recent, like,
he's done it twice, yeah, for sure.
So, and Riddles did make top 8 after that.
Yes. Shout out to Riddles, of course.
Also
Jazzo
multi-game
did not,
goat.
But Riddles did.
Definitely multi-game goat.
True. Dude, Leo got what, top 5.
He got
in
third
Oaken.
In Rivals.
Got third in Rivals. And
he got fourth
in
Ult. Ultimate.
Yeah. Damn, top 4 in both games, man. That is
Also, currently, he 3-0'd him at Rise and Grind, and then 3-0'd him at
Miami. So it is two times in a row. Because I remember it happening.
Any record now.
I was like, damn, like this is becoming a problem. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Shouts to Jazzo for beating Riddles twice in a row. Damn.
He plays hard, man. He really does. He grinds. He's that region, Georgia, they're always cooking up something, bro. They grind.
One of the stronger regions for sure.
That's why they're one of my favorite regions, bro.
Dira got ninth with Solo Ness.
That's the one I wanted to talk about, bro. That's the one I wanted to talk about.
Webb got a win on Chase.
Yep.
And he hasn't even been playing much lately.
They got farmed by Lima, but that's okay. Tough matchup.
Yeah, we were worried about that because he does not know.
Lima Light was a really good set too. That matchup.
I was thinking that like after that, I was like, this is becoming a little rivalry because they've played each other like 10 times in the last month.
Yeah. And like so even the matchup might be the matchup might be evolving to a point where it's like maybe it's not so bad for Bayo if you understand like certain combo routes. So I still think it's bad for Bayo. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, don't get
me wrong. But I think Lima had some very sick edge guards and like pushing the advantage state more. Lima is definitely figuring out a lot of counterplay for that matchup because I don't know if it's Bayo's worst matchup, but it has to be up there for one of the more not so great.
I doubt it's the worst.
I doubt it's the worst, but it's like it's definitely up there. It's not
good. I don't think Fox is anyone's worst matchup. I doubt it.
Really? Huh,
I can't think of an example.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't really think.
There's probably a lot where it's close. It could be Sonic.
You're just thinking like really bad matchups. Yeah. The problem.
Yeah.
It's Aegis or Fox, right? Like those are the two.
Yeah. Some characters, their worst matchup is 45-55. Man.
Do you all still think Roy is like a Sonic counter, like that's been suggested for so long? Because I've never like agreed fully. I can see Roy doing fine, but not being like a counter.
I don't think Sonic has a counter.
Yeah, nah. Well, that too.
Sonic is immune to counters.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. True. Dude, that top eight, honestly, dude, that top eight had a good amount of nostalgia, man. When I saw like Leo versus Light, like there was so many.
They had two sets.
Yes, exactly. And
trading sets is hype, bro.
Looking at top four, it was Tweak, Sonics, Light, Leo. Like, dude, just look at that top four.
Lima in the mix too. It's crazy. Like, Wrath is an old head too.
Yeah, it's shit, man. Me, it was such a sick top eight.
Mia getting ninth was a surprise.
Yep.
Shout out to Mia though. Was he by himself? Like, bro is traveling.
Yeah, he is. He's on the grind. He wants number one, man. We said it about him the last couple seasons. He wants it so bad.
A way
for him to differentiate himself from
Akola. I don't even know if Mia had someone with him that weekend. If he did, I just didn't see. And obviously, I it's not like I saw him a million times. Mia lost to Wrath, but then he lost to Light. Shouts to Light for beating Mia two times in a row as well. And it looks pretty fucking good.
He won two times where I thought he lost it.
Riptide was the previous time.
Cirque.
Oh, they played at Cirque, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. My bad. I must have missed that. I was at the event, so I might have been somewhere. I don't know.
I don't want to like give out too much information on Light versus Mia, but there was one very specific interaction that I noticed that Light was doing. And I was like, oh man, if Mia does not see this now, he loses. And dude, Mia did not see it.
Low key.
You never see it versus Fox.
I swear somebody relayed Mia what we said about him versus Light and Light versus Meister.
That's why I don't want to say anything.
A month or so ago. That's why I haven't said anything. Because
I feel bad after saying
that. Let's do it. He's not on our podcast. Who cares?
Literally, the next time I saw them play, I was like, this looks so much more Meister-like. Like, a lot more shielding, a lot more short hop nairs, a lot more. Like, I was like, huh, that's weird. Where'd you get this idea from? Like,
we're being watched.
We might not be, and
that's the whole point.
Tinfoil hat, but
the whole point of the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah, true.
If no one was watching, we wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. True. But it was the counterplay was crazy, and I mean, you saw Light how many just call out up smashes there were.
Uh-huh.
Just insane. Really abusing Game & Watch's weight.
Usually, when he does raw up smash, it means he's cooked.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's different, bro. Like, it just depends on, like, the method, I guess.
Yeah, and even for you, Gavin, there was so many. For me, it was so fun to watch. Like, And it was sick because I actually had a good amount of time off this weekend. So I got to watch almost every single one of your matches, Gavin. And nice. Like most of the other matches of the tournament too. I just, you know, even if I was working, I was doing something where I could watch something on the side. So I got to watch almost the whole tournament. So it was sick to see all the tech that you've been grinding for so long, Gavin, like the instant item pickup, like reverse throw across the stage. You got to stalk off of that against Sonics. And I was like, oh my God, like that's the like full screen kill. And that's like a specific tech, the Dakpo banana pool thing. We saw that a bunch of times throughout this tournament. It was really cool to just see all the different tech, the pivot boosting, right? Like, I know it didn't work out for you with the forward smash, but the fact that you went for the pivot boost to just end the game, like, I don't think that was the bad call to do, so to speak.
Right? I actually got the pivot boost, which is funny. I got it versus Dominator at Cirque, I think, at one point.
Nice.
That one feels good to land, like, for sure. Oh, dude,
it's crazy because you're going to
the You wouldn't get the kill otherwise. You just wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, another one. Shouts to Void, bro. Two times back-to-back test gamer.
Dude,
ending my Sunday night with you winning in that way and then changing channels and seeing Void win the Grands.
That was peak, bro. This weekend was peak.
It was really good, and it's just something I appreciate about that class of Smash players, like you and Paris and Void and Mars and everyone. Y'all have so much personality and drive. Like, I don't know, I was just appreciating that class, if you will, like that age group, the one after like our generation, basically.
Yes.
Y'all are
class of Smash 4. Well, we got class.
Whatever you want to call them. Yeah, exactly. Which is great. I don't know. This is a good ass weekend, man. I hope we have another one coming up at Throne here. I'm ready to go.
Absolutely.
Watch the
show. Shoutouts to my ultimate rare
in perms.
That tweet
was hilarious. Nice
you
job,
thought so?
I
thought it'd be funny.
It was very funny. So anyway, I got some cool Yu-Gi-Oh cards this week.
So someone responded saying anything else cool happened, and I was so tempted to respond with no.
Yes. No, you just write yes. You just write yes. That's the answer there.
No, I was going to say no.
I finished my deck, by the way. We go.
Yeah, good thing. Thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot to.
Do not forget. Please do not. That'd be such a bummer. Okay.
And that also reminded me that I also have another gift to get Gavin. I got to pack that in my suitcase.
Appreciate you.
Oh, gifts for Haz.
Sorry.
I'm also, I like little, like the whole Triple Crown thing for me with Gommel, Let's Make Big Moves, Miami now. I like stuff like that. I really like having something like that on my resume because it's just so easy to remember. It's like such a fun fact. Like,
well, it's like storyline too. I think it's sick.
Yeah, it's just cool. Because I don't think I've really ever done... Like, I've never been satisfied with the performance at Miami at all. I don't normally do well at Let's Make Moves Miami. But Gommel and Let's Make Big Moves, I'm pretty consistent. Like, I do pretty, like, I have, like, some, like, couple Gommels, like, I have, like, three Let's Make Big Moves, whatever. So it's cool to have Miami on the board. I don't even know if I have much else to say, bro. Other than, if you like the show, I'm going to be doing Patreon bonus content at least a little bit before I leave for Throne. We're recording this on Monday, and I'll probably be leaving Thursday or whatever, so I have some time. And, Huh?
I said looking at some VODs, right? You got a lot
to
pick.
Yeah.
Dude, all this hype, too, leading up into the Throne, I'm excited, man. Like,
perfect,
what a
dude.
Perfect weekend. Lines.
It's dude, peak right here, yeah.
I was a little greedy. I was like, man, if we get Tweak Light Grands right before the Throne,
yes, crazy. Dude.
Definitely on the wish list. I also wanted Sonics to like get his first major win. There was so much on the line there. That to me, that's why it felt, I don't know, the top eight just felt really fun to watch overall. It just felt like all the players were super into it. Everyone was, you know, playing their hearts out, and there was just felt like there was a lot on the line. So
it's awesome, dude. It's such a good event. It really delivers every year. So we got to go to one sometime, Charles and Marcus. But yeah, dude, yeah, throw on this weekend. Make sure you watch. Check out the Zenny. Don't forget, guys. Check out Zenny. Save a penny. Use our link right there.
Damn.
Okay.
That was off the rip right there.
Dang. Tired has coming in, dude.
Dude, I'm like falling asleep here because I stayed up fucking watching Void and Gavin yesterday. Like,
I know it, for me, it's only 6 p.m., but I know for you guys, it's super late.
Yeah, like, it's all good. It's though. Dude, and we have to vote tomorrow, and then we have to fly. Shit, we go.
Did Gavin load up COD? Like, what's going on? He was locked in.
What? I was reading the stupid shit Has putting in the chat.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah, he tends to do that. Yeah.
He's spamming all the time, dude.
But yeah, no, thank you so much. I guess that about does it. Thanks so much for watching the show. And yeah, thanks for supporting as always. W.
W.